This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Houston Rockets have found a way to stop Russell Westbrook from getting triple-doubles by ending the Oklahoma City Thunder's season. The Rockets have advanced to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals by knocking off the Thunder 105-99 in Game 5. The Rockets next face either San Antonio or Memphis in the second round. The Spurs own a 3-2 lead in their series after Kawhi Leonard scored 28 points in a 116-103 win over the Grizzlies. Like the Spurs, the Jazz own a 3-2 series lead following a 96-92 win over the Clippers in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Drake will host the NBA's first-ever awards show this season. The Canadian rapper will preside over the June 26th ceremony in New York, which will be televised live on TNT. The Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, Sixth Man Award, Most Improved Player, and Coach of the Year will be announced during the show. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the conference semifinals begin tonight when Nashville faces St. Louis at 8, and Edmonton takes on Anaheim at 10:30. Tomorrow, the Rangers go head-to-head with Ottawa at 7 p.m., and Pittsburgh plays Washington at 7:30. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has announced that he is retiring as a NASCAR driver at the end of the season, saying he wants to go out on his own terms. Earnhardt missed much of the 2016 season due to concussion-like symptoms, and he acknowledged yesterday that the time off played a role in his decision. Round 1 of the NFL draft begins tomorrow night at 8 p.m. The selection process continues through Saturday. Meanwhile, running back Adrian Peterson has accepted a 2-year deal with the New Orleans Saints after playing his first 10 NFL seasons with the Minnesota Vikings. The opener of the 3-game series between the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park has been postponed because of rain. The game has been rescheduled as part of a day-night doubleheader on July 16th. The series opener between the Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets has also been postponed due to rain. The game was rescheduled yesterday as part of a single-admission doubleheader on September 25th. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has shot down a Bloomberg report that says a group led by former Yankee shortstop Derek Jeter and ex-Florida Governor Jeb Bush have won an auction to buy the Florida Marlins. Manfred says multiple groups have submitted bids, but added that none have accepted. Bloomberg said the Bush-Jeter bid was $1.3 billion. Maria Sharapova returned to professional tennis today after a 15-month doping ban, completing a one-hour training session on an empty center court less than 10 hours before her first competitive match since January of 2016. A New York bowler has rolled a perfect 300 game in less than 90 seconds. Ben Catola hit 12 straight strikes in 86.9 seconds on April 5th at 281 Bowl in Cortland. The 23-year-old man raced from one lane to the next at the 10-lane facility and registered the strikes using a different ball in each lane. He used lanes 1 and 2 twice. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.